maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
SBS Radio.
This morning, we are back with Rachel Chung, and we are going to talk about how to achieve healthy, beautiful skin every day. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning, Mardell.
Thanks for your time again.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
So in the previous weeks, you've told us the importance of cleansing.
Yes.
And when you do, you wash with warm water and end with cold water.
Yeah.
And afterwards, the importance of using a toner.
Yes, toner or skin. So the reason why we have to use toner or skin, after cleansing, our skin gets dry, right? So we have to put the moisture into our skin very quickly. And after the toner, the second skincare product gonna be lotion or immersion. Everyone thinks immersion or lotion, this is a very different, technically same.
So lotion and emulsion is the same. It's just calling it differently.
Yes. So immersion is a French word. Lotion is an English word.
Okay. So lotion. Is it the same as the lotion that we use for our body, or is it a specific lotion that we use for just for our face?
As you can see, in front of lotion, body. So body lotion and also face lotion, definitely different. So maybe possible the ingredient possible be same. However, for facial lotion is more rich and more intensive than body lotion.
And you can buy this from the facial section of any...
Exactly. So whenever you go to some cosmetic brand, already they have two different area. So one is a body section. The other one is a face section. So if you want to find for face lotion, just go to the facial part and then you can find that.
So we apply lotion, facial lotion, yep, after we apply the toner.
Yes. So toner and skin, they give our skin moist, right? Moisture. So what lotion or immersion do is, they're going to be keep the moist from our skin. That means it's a first layer on our skin texture.
So it seals the moisture.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then next?
The next one is going to be essence or serum. A lot of people ask me, I'm using serum, so do I have to use the essence? And the other people also ask, I'm using essence, do I have to use a serum? Well, I want to say same effect. But the difference is, the serum is also French word, essence is English word. And the other difference between essence and serum is how much concentration in each product. Technically, serum is much more rich than essence. So if you use one portion of a serum, and then essence is the double. So that's the difference.
It's more potent.
It's more potent. That's why serum is a little bit, but really expensive.
And then where do you apply this?
So this one is from the toner to the end of the all skincare basic product is all over our face. We have a forehead, starting from forehead, and then all the way around the chin, even nose, even the finishing with the chin. So technically, even this essence, you should all over your face.
And after we apply essence?
After applying for essence, eye cream. But I just want to comment the importance of essence or serum. Because when you go to the cosmetic store, you're going to realize essence or serum is most expensive. Because this is most important. The essence or serum is the nutrition part. So after putting moisture into our skin, by skin and lotion, and then we have to put the extra nutrition in our skin, then our skin can be improved. That's why essence and serum is the key word of the skincare. That's why expensive.
So it's a good investment.
Mandatory investment. Because a lot of people, moisturizer is the only one skincare product. But technically, in moisturizer, skin, lotion, essence, eye cream, other cream, include it in moisturizer.
In one bottle, yes, the moisturizer. Some people would just say, yeah, but I just moisturize.
But thing is, though, when I say look into the, what they really use, they're just using the cream. They thinking that is moisturizer. But as you already like talk about this, every skincare product has a different function, different effect. If you use only moisturizer, rely on that moisturizer and skip essence. And then we're going to keep skin nutrition and then putting the only moist into our skin.
So the lotion absorbs moisture in our face.
Yeah.
And then the essence is
nutrition.
Like... Nutrition, like vitamins for our face.
Mineral, vitamins, yes. Something like
and
that.
And after that?
Eye cream. Back to eye cream. Eye cream is really important. Marde, are you using eye cream?
No.
See, no? Yes. A lot of people never use eye cream until I have them. And I ask why. The why you didn't use the eye cream and don't use eye cream.
I don't see...
Don't recognize the importance of the eye cream. Yes, that's true. The reason why using eye cream is all over our face, the first spot for aging, to start aging is...
The crow's feet, the side of your eyes.
Exactly. So around eye. Because around eye, the skin layer is very thin. That's why the aging starts from eye. The first spot. But when is going to start on average?
It depends, maybe. In your 40s, some in their 50s.
No. Maybe people thinking 40. But when visually thinking is the wrinkles starting, our wrinkles start from 40. But inside of our skin texture, already aging start, eye aging start from 18, 19. We can't see. That's why it's very hard. Already when you can see eye wrinkle with eyes, too late. That's why as a precaution, we should start using from 18 or 19 eye cream.
But if you're in your 40s, is it too late?
Technically, academically, this is late. But I don't want to mention too late. Because always starting from now is better than...
Not doing anything
exactly.
About it.
So eye cream is very important. And then when you're using eye cream, not only just around eye, even your the eyebrow wrinkle... And then the wrinkle around the mouth, even your neck wrinkle, forehead wrinkle. So spot by spot, you can use the together.
The eye cream.
Yes, with the eye cream.
And then next?
The last one is day cream or night cream. Technically, you can use the one cream for day and night, but especially for winter time. Winter is very, very dry, right? We can feel already. So our skin every morning and night very dry. So I just want to say that at least winter time, you should use the day cream and night cream separately. How different is the night cream much more rich? So when you put the night cream on our face while you're sleeping, all of the rich nutrition gonna be into our skin, and then morning you're gonna feel more glowing and shiny skin. But day cream is the better to like less rich it, because if you put too much the portion of the and richness of the cream on your skin, and then when you do your makeup, it's gonna be the, how can I say, the react to each other, so it doesn't finish.
It won't absorb the makeup.
Exactly.
'Yo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.